Welcome back to the Physician Syndicate podcast. This is going to be a very short episode. So today we're going to talk quickly about a study that was recently released by JAMA Internal Medicine, which I saw on Twitter. It was first posted by Eric Topol, who I think is actually at Scripps Research Institute in San Diego or in La Jolla. And what the study is basically looking at responses to patient questions between physicians and artificial intelligence, ChatGPT style chatbots. The interesting thing is these are not like inpatient or in-basket messages that they're looking at. It's actually from a public forum. So it's actually taken 195 randomly drawn patient questions from a Reddit forum, which was called, the subreddit is Ask Docs. And so this is a study that was published, again, today, April 28th, and it's by a team out of UC San Diego. So it's Dr. John Ayers, who's a PhD, and his team. And basically the reason I wanted to talk about it is because physicians do, honestly, so poorly in this study. There could be a couple reasons why that actually happens, but, you know, I will put this into the show notes. But the basic gist is they took 195 random questions from patients on this forum and compared the results that were within that forum from physicians that are answering these questions. But it took 195 exchanges from this subreddit forum and compared the responses from those physicians and then basically ran it through ChatGPT to get a new response from the actual AI technology. And what they then did was compared those two responses with a team of healthcare professionals, is what they say. They rated both the quality of the response as well as the empathy of the response. And the quality was rated from very poor, poor, acceptable, good, or very good. And then from not empathetic, slightly empathetic, moderately empathetic, and very empathetic. So let's get your initial response, Ronak. I mean, this is a interesting study that was published in JAMA, which is a very well-known, well-respected journal that is starting to look at the differences between AI technology and physicians. I have my own kind of response to something like this, but just to get your response. And again, ChatGPT completely outperformed physicians on both quality ratings and empathy ratings. So again, we'll put this into the show notes so you guys can see it yourselves, but very much basically destroyed physicians in terms of the quality.
Yeah, so let me start with a little bit more macro, and then I'll go a little bit more micro. So on the macro, I think this is what disruption looks like. You know, when we're thinking about entrepreneurship and investing, we're looking at those step change functions, step change moments for how the world feels like it's actually changing and taking advantage of those opportunities. The fact that a chatbot is outperforming a group of physicians like this is wild to me. And you could see a world where at least a good portion of the conversations between physicians and patients is now going to be automated, right? And that's completely changing the way that the physician role is done. And I think there's a lot of opportunity here. So definitely encourage people to think about, like, what does this mean in the future? And how can you possibly capitalize on it? Double-clicking a little bit more specifically, though, right? So when I think about a patient talking to a physician, it's not just the words that are being said, but it's also the way that the words are being said, the tone, the level of empathy and care that's being shown, right? Because, like, usually when a patient is talking to a doctor, a lot of times these are some of life's very sensitive moments. So I am a little bit hesitant to really double-click on a study that's just comparing text between physicians and a chatbot. But that being said, it's not an extreme step, I don't think, to believe that these chatbots are eventually going to have a voice to them and it can tune if it has a more empathetic tone or attitude toward, or a more angry tone or a more funny tone. That's probably coming. But I wouldn't put so much stock in just the text-based stuff today.
Yeah, and I think my opinion of this type of study is, you know, you took responses from physicians in an anonymous public forum where they're basically trying to get to the quickest answer they possibly can. Given that they're doing this outside of their clinical duties, this is not like they're taking care of actual patients that they know. It's a forum. It's a public forum. And most of the responses, if you look at the study, are relatively short to the point, which, if this were a patient and it was an in-basket message and it was something that was actually being tracked and you would look at years in the future and say, hey, that's my response, maybe the responses would have been a little more empathetic, but likely still straight to the point, right? Like, you are a physician that needs to type out a response to some of these questions. And yeah, ChatGPT is much more verbose with these responses. And it's you can tell it's a chatbot too, right? It's like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that you got bleach splashed in your eye. A physician's not going to write that. They're just going to get to the point and try to give you the best answer that they possibly can. So I think that, you know, looking at the empathy ratings of some of these questions is a little bit difficult. I think it would be a lot more interesting if it was like an actual in-basket message versus, you know, physician versus a chatbot. Then you would get a little bit, I think, of a different answer in terms of how well they respond to it. But again, it's an interesting study because it does show, and again, we've talked about this before on the podcast, Epic is introducing ChatGPT-4 directly into the in-basket message first. And you are going to have these very verbose kind of answers to questions that patients have that are going to be automatically typed in for you as the physician. And then you can edit and kind of either shorten that or add on your own sections to it. So I think that this still gives quite a bit of relevance, and it makes it seem like it's actually going to be pretty helpful to use in the inpatient setting or in the outpatient setting when you have to respond to hundreds of these messages a week. And it will make you seem like a more empathetic person. And also, just to keep in mind, like, an AI has, you know, 100% patience when you think about it, right? So it's not like it gets tired from responding to patient after patient. And when you're working in clinical medicine, it does wear on you, right? Like, this is just another part of the job where you have to go home and potentially do 3 or 4 hours of pajama time at home on your EMR responding to in-basket messages. So I don't want to crap on the physicians out there and say, oh, we're so bad. We're so, like, we're not empathetic when we talk to patients. This study is a little bit, I feel like it's a little bit difficult to actually say it's apples to apples versus if it were actually an inpatient or an in-basket message. I don't think people's bedside manner would be this curt, although I have seen that in the past with some people. It is an interesting study, though, in terms of, like, just comparing physicians to an artificial intelligence. I mean, if you use ChatGPT as a physician, you understand that it's going to have really, really long responses at times, and this is kind of just another example of that.
So, Greg, one question for you in terms of the implications of this. If you were to rewind back to your undergraduate days where you're thinking about going to med school, would something like this, where we're seeing, where we're at least, maybe it's not there today, but we're clearly seeing the trend lines of how artificial intelligence is impacting the physician profession, would this type of news give you any sort of pause, or would you switch your mindset into the type of medicine that you might want to practice, or skill sets that you might want to double down on, or just, like, how would this news have impacted you if you could rewind your entire medical career, and if you're thinking about just starting to become a doctor?
Yeah, I think with the emergence of AI, I actually would have been fine still going into medicine, mostly because I think a lot of this AI is ultimately going to replace a lot of the things that you just don't want to do as a physician that are huge time sucks for you. I think that's the ultimate, that's my ultimate hope for a lot of these artificial intelligence plays, is that it's going to take away the parts of the job that you don't really like to do. So answering in-basket messages from other providers and patients is definitely not why you go into medicine. You go into medicine to take care of patients, and whether that's, you know, like me, I wanted to go into interventional radiology or surgery. Like, the things that you want to do are the things that you actually want to do within your specialty, right? So that's something that I always think about, is how do you take away the things that a physician doesn't want to do and put them in a situation where they get to do the things they want to do? I remember talking to a surgeon one time about burnout, and I was like, well, you know, what if we just reduce time and spent at the hospital from 80 hours a week down to 40 hours a week? Would you be happier? And his response was, not necessarily. Like, if I could say I get to spend 80 hours in the OR operating and doing the thing that I love to do versus 40 hours in the operating room and 40 hours doing paperwork and other BS, I would be much happier in the operating room for 80 hours rather than just working 40 hours if I still had to do a lot of the administrative stuff that I just don't feel like doing. So I think for physicians out there, like, the hope is that these artificial intelligence things will come out and replace a lot of the things that you just don't feel like doing and you shouldn't have to do as a physician that's trained for, you know, 4 years of undergrad, 4 years of med school, 3 to 7 years of residency and plus or minus fellowship. Like, these are the things that I sincerely hope will affect medicine and affect physicians' lives, and they don't have to deal with the crap that you just don't want to do. And this is a great example of it. If ChatGPT is better at writing back to inpatient in-basket messages or patient in-basket messages, let it take over. That's completely fine, I think, for most physicians out there, because that is not why they got into medicine, is to chat back and forth with somebody about a medication. They got in it to kind of put them on that medication and hopefully take care of that patient. So it wouldn't have changed my mind. I just would have thought maybe my career would be a little bit less paperwork driven. I mean, there'll probably always be new paperwork to do, but hopefully this helps.
Yeah. And the last thing I would say is just like, let's continue following this trend. Let's see where this ends up going. I'm sure we're going to get more studies coming out, more products coming out of different companies, not just OpenAI. And it'll just be really interesting to see where all this stuff goes. Really encourage everybody to just like try out all these different products, see what's up, and just play around with different tools and products that are out there.
And also keep in mind that this likely, so this was done back in December, so this was probably, yeah, to evaluate the ability of an AI chat, but ChatGPT released in November 2022. So that was ChatGPT 3.5, not ChatGPT 4. So the responses are probably even better now if you think about it. And also, they need to be a little bit shorter. They're pretty long. And like, it's actually kind of cool too when you think about it, because you could actually train your ChatGPT in-basket messaging to respond at a different level in terms of like taking out jargon and stuff like that. Anyways, yeah, I think it's an interesting thing that we'll definitely keep an eye on this podcast, and we'll bring up a lot of these things that come out that are kind of hot news or hot takes. But yeah, I mean, go take a look at the study. Again, it's an interesting study given that it's not necessarily apples to apples. I'll have to go take a look at that Reddit sub forum also to kind of see what the, I wonder if it's on the forum that, oh, hey, our responses were evaluated by a study. But anyways, this will be a short one. We'll see you next time on the Physician Syndicate podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. As always, we'd like to remind you that the information and opinions expressed on this podcast are for educational and entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as financial or investment advice. Before making any investment decisions, we strongly recommend that you consult with your lawyer, tax professional, and financial planner. Keep in mind that investing in startups can be extremely risky, and there's a potential for loss of your entire investment. Remember to always conduct thorough research and consider your risk tolerance before making any financial decisions. Stay informed, and we look forward to having you join us on our next episode of the Physician Syndicate podcast.